I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Thank you,
Lord. For Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name, to tell all the people that every nation that he raised, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise, to stand upon the mountain and magnify his name. We've got to tell all the people of every nation that he raised, for Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. Oh, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul, for he has touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. For it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It's Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has arisen from the dead, and he is the Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, in this season of Lent, that should be our prayer, that he is Lord. Oh, talk to him this morning. Tell him, you're my Lord. You have arisen from the dead, and you're my Lord. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ that Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
I am, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear. Take it away, Minister.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, He is Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, every day. That is my song. And I just add a stanza to it because I thank Him because God gave His best. Yes. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Nicola Roberts, I greet you this morning. Oh, my God, just feel the Spirit of the Lord over this call. And, ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. So this call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by our co-founders, Dr. Nicola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a scripture verse on which we stand, and it's Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. Every year, God blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme. And the theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all He instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, family, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, on the team as either a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha so beautifully do, and thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting us with such Jesus joy, or God, maybe God has placed on your heart to be a psalmist, as you heard Dr. Vanessa so beautifully do, or as a host, as I'm doing right now, or perhaps God has put a word on your heart that you would want to share with your CMC family. You may have a prayer request or a praise report. And so if the Holy Spirit has touched you in any of those areas, I tell you to please text us or email us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we take our prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of our call. But I want you to know that if it's not on Friday, please know that every day we are praying for you and lifting you up in prayer. Now, what brought us together is this company called, used to be called Artist Life, and it's now Artist, it once was Artist International, and now it's Artist Life. And it was established by the D.A. De Leon family over 30 years ago. To find out more about this company, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and they will be more than happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that's led by a group of dynamic leaders who will give you vital information on the benefits of the Artist Life product. And today is Testimonial Thursday, and it's going to be hosted by Director Claudette, will be your host and speaker. So you're not going to want to make sure you get there. And that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. And to avoid any charges, there's a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements. I am going to introduce our speaker for this morning, and then I'll pray. And after that, you will hear what our speaker has to bring to us this morning. Our speaker is none other than one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we have just been so blessed by the history lessons she has given us before she goes into her message. She just does such a beautiful job of that. And she's also in a series that she will finish up today. And Dr. Vanessa is an industrial engineer. However, by what the Lord says, she is a pastor. And she is the founder of Gathering of the Eagles. We also know Dr. Vanessa to be one who inspires us, who encourages us, who shepherds us. We all call her the Mother Eagle. She also gave loving care to our mother, Josie, and just showed us and taught us how she was a loving caregiver to her mom, and to her mom transitioned to be with our Father in heaven. So we are just so excited about having Dr. Vanessa bring the message to us this morning. She is also a member of the Mount Corinthians Baptist Church, where her pastor is Dr. Clara Tully. And so I'm going to introduce Dr. Vanessa. I like to say that she is victorious, she is anointed, she's nurturing, she's empathetic, she's spirit-filled, steadfast, and just all together amazing. I'm going to pray, and then I'll present it to you. Father, we come to you this morning and are just so thankful for this time. We thank you for the praise and worship we've had already. We thank you for the greeting. God, now we're going to feast on the word that your servant, Dr. Vanessa, will bring us this morning. Father, all of you and none of her, she brings the word. Father, use her mightily. And Father, just clear all the distractions that we may have right now so that we can feast on the word and then be a blessing to others by sharing it with them. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus. He has absolutely no power on this call. And we loose the anointing that's already here and the blood of Jesus that saturates these airlines, these phone lines that this call goes through with clarity. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer and hosting our call today, humbled by your service. Thank you definitely for all that you do. We are so excited on this thankful Thursday for our dear Minister Keisha, who greeted and seated our family as we came on the line. We thank God for allowing her to just let her love so shine. I want to say a shout out to our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts. We praise God for her and honored to serve along with her on this journey. I think we're at 11 years and going on 6 months with the Master's Call. And to each and every one of you who have called in to be a part of this call today, thank you, thank you, thank you. We do not take it for granted. We are always grateful that you made the time and that you take the time to be a part of this vision that God has given us. Well, as our dear Minister Willa did say, we are in the midst of celebrating Black Women's History Month. We're on our 32nd day of Lent, headed toward Palm Sunday weekend, and we are excited about what that means to us as believers. We all know about the role of the cult and the people shouting Hosanna, Hosanna, only days later to have that turnaround confession. But I always want to exalt different women who this month mean a lot to our history, our lineage, our legacy. And I've been posting on my Facebook page honoring different women. But today I want to honor a contemporary young woman and even a younger woman, to remind us that the diversity and the strength comes from many directions. I want to talk first about Corey Bush. I know y'all thought I was going to go the other way to New Jersey. You know, Corey Bush, last year, and she spells it C-O-R-I, Corey Bush, a registered nurse and activist. She was elected to Missouri's first congressional district, making her the first black congresswoman in the history of Missouri. According to NBC News, her journey to Congress was captured by Netflix in a documentary called Knock Down the House. She did earn a diploma in nursing from the Lutheran School of Nursing in 2008 and also became a pastor. In 2011, Bush established the Kingdom Embassy International Church in St. Louis, Missouri. She became a political activist just back in 2014 with the Ferguson unrest, during which she worked as a triage nurse and organizer. She has said she was hit by a police officer. And Bush is now part of the Nonviolence 365 Ambassador Program with the King Center for Nonviolent Social Change. But in August 2021, Bush took a leading role in fighting to extend the CARES Act. Many of us watched it on the news every day with the eviction moratorium. She slept on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to make her point. The CDC extended the moratorium until August 3rd. And on August 5th, 2021, Bush defended spending tens of thousands of dollars on personal security for herself as a member of Congress while also saying Democrats should, quote, defund the police, end quote, saying, I get to be here to do the work, so suck it up. And defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police. And when many of her fellow comrades begged her to change her terminology, she would not. On November 5th, 2021, Bush was one of six House Democrats to break from their party and vote with the majority of Republicans against the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act because it was not accompanied by the Build Back Better. And now I think many understand she was kind of on the right side since the Build Back Better stalled in the Senate, and she was trying to force them to keep it all together so many would have benefited from both. Now another young person, a young black woman, I want to get old and young, that many of us see on TV but probably don't know her background, is Marsaya Martin, breakout blackish star. Marsaya Martin has accomplished a lot for her somewhat young age. Now at only 18 years old, she considered to be the youngest black executive producer in history and continues to use her story as a testament that young black girls can do anything they set their mind to. Her full name is Kalaya, C-A-I-L-A, Kalaya Marsaya Martin, just born in August 14th of 2004, is an American actress and producer. She is best known again for her role as Diane Johnson on the ABC sitcom Blackish. In 2019, she starred in the comedy film Little, which she also produced, becoming the youngest person ever to produce a movie. The same year, Time Magazine named her on its Time 100 Next. Now, she is a Texan. Martin was born in Plano, Texas, to African-American parents, the daughter of Carol and Joshua Martin. Martin's acting career started after a glamour picture. Hear these small beginnings. The photographer at Glamour Shots gave them a discount in exchange for her father's promise that he would submit the photos to talent agencies. The photos were sent out to four agencies, and one of these immediately signed her. And at the age of five, she landed her first national commercial for Choice Hotel. Her family then moved to Los Angeles in 2013 so she could pursue an acting career. In 2014, Martin was cast as Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross's daughter on the ABC sitcom Black-ish, created by Kenya Barris. For her breakthrough role, Martin has received numerous awards and nominations, including 3 NAACP Image Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series and a Young Artist Award. She has received 6 NAACP Image Award nominations and 2 Screen Actor Guild Awards for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. In 2016, Marcella made her film debut playing a leading role in the Amazon Studios original film, An American Girl Story, Melody 1963, Love Has to Win, set in Detroit during the Civil Rights Movement. That same year, she did a voice role for the movie Nina, the life story of American artist and activist Nina Simone. In 2019, Martin starred in her first studio feature film, the comedy again, Little, for Universal Pictures. And at the age of 13, she became executive producer of the film, making her the youngest person to ever produce a movie, as well as the youngest African-American producer. So in February 2019, Genius Productions became Marcia's company, signed a first look production deal with Universal. Her first film as part of the deal is Step Monster, a comedy about a teenage girl who is adjusting to life with a new stepmother. She's the youngest person to get a first look deal at Universal, period. Black, white, green, or blue. She's the youngest person to ever get what they call a first look deal. In May of 2019, it was announced that she would be producing and starring in the film adaptation of Amari and the Knight Brothers for Universal Pictures. And in December 2019, it was announced that she will be producing, she did produce the comedy film Queen. So I just wanted to share about young black women this Black Women's History Month, who are doing some awesome things and encourages us to continue to support one another and encourage one another. Amen. Well, let's finish our series on a willing vessel. We started yesterday on a willing vessel, and our text was from Isaiah 6. We read verses 6 through 8, and most of us all know that 8th verse. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." And as mentioned during our announcements, our 2022 theme is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. Immediate obedience. We defined yesterday what it meant to be willing, to not have the attitude, but with gratitude and without reluctance, we'll do what God instructs us to do. And in our verse Isaiah 1, that 19th verse talked about, if ye be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land, the fat of the land. We talked yesterday about the 3H principle, the 3H principle for being a willing a vessel, moving from the head to our heart, from the head to our hearts and to our hands. And then we use the same 3, thinking, feeling, doing. We know from the outer court to the inner court to the Holy of Holies. So from the inner court, from the spirit down to the soul, and then for us to serve. Oh, being a willing vessel, offering up a first surrendered prayer. Secondly, having a surrendered heart. When you get that download from glory, your heart is pliable, surrendered to go out and then do the work with the sanctified hands, spending time in the Holy of Holies with God, encouraging then one another in that inner court, then going out, sharing and showing the love of God in the outer court. Remember, willing again means prompt to act or respond without reluctance. Our ability to be willing should be wrapped and saturated in the love of God. And we talked about to be willing when you get that download from heaven, when you get that mandate, when you get those instructions. Is there a yes, Lord, in our heart? Are we willing to change what we want to be submitted and surrendered to what God wants? I gave us the acronym yesterday for caring. I'm sorry. Christians addressing respectfully issues needing grace. When we care, when we really care, it'll be us as believers, as Christians, and we'll address the things we see, but we'll do it with respect. No one is really begging for a hand out. They want a hand up. And when you respect people, because all of us have been in different stages of life when it's been hard, when it's been embarrassing, when it's been challenging, when it's been trying, but we still deserve respect. I learned something and watched something that blessed me with my younger brother. He is a hardcore criminal lawyer. He'll tell you, unless it's rape, murder, robbery, arson, that's all he'll take. He says, no, I don't do divorce cases, Vanessa. Don't send them to me. And I watched it when he talks to clients. It's always still. And this may be a murderer sitting in front of him. It may be whatever horrendous crime you think of. He is still, he said, Vanessa, we were trained to always, it's Mr. So-and-so, it's sir. I mean, they're sitting there knowing they're probably, you know, very guilty and need the mercy. But there's a respect for people's personhood, and that's what's been missing in our country in these last years, a respect for personhood, this cancel culture and this terminology that leaves no room for the grace of God. So it's the caring of Christians addressing respectfully issues needing grace. So when we remember the 3H principle, we're moving from our head, that which is who the head of Christ is downloaded to our heart, that we need to receive compassion so that we can go out. You know, you've seen people do a good thing, but they did it so harsh and so hard. Even when you're speaking a true word, especially of correction or guidance or instruction, they take the Bible and usually use it like a bat where they're beating you up so much, there was no compassion in that action. Receiving that heavenly download, then learning to develop the compassion of Christ and with that download of instructions from God, and then doing, putting your hands to it to walk out your destiny. When we're willing and care enough, we will have the compassion of Christ. So may I ask, what is the condition of your heart? We know in Scripture when it says heart, he's not speaking about the physical organ. The heart God is addressing is our mind, soul, spirit, our emotional nature and understanding. Luke 6, that 45th verse says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. The condition of our hearts will determine our ability to be willing. Let me say that again. The condition of our heart will determine our ability to be willing and to embrace that caring is sharing. It says action. Why do most of us only become willing or care about what benefits us until a major tragedy hits? Everyone has a willing, caring, and giving heart in the midst of calamities and mass destruction, like what we're seeing on the TV every day in Ukraine, or when earthquakes or hurricanes, or we'll get it during the holiday season of Thanksgiving or Christmas. See, as people of faith, we must learn, we must strive to be willing to care about more than us four and no more. Oh, Matthew 12, oh, that Jew, Matthew, who wrote that book in the 34th verse of the 12th chapter, says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Here's the key, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When you catch someone off guard and four-letter explicitives come out, or you'll catch them off guard, and there'll be a kind of not good color reaction. They're like, oh, I don't know where that came from. I say, I do. Out of the abundance of the heart, that's what was in there, like a tube of toothpaste. What was in there when it got squeezed, that's what came out. My question again, what is the condition of your heart? Correction exposes character. What is your willingness to be corrected? When someone cares enough to share truth with you to help you avoid impending tragedies, do you receive the correction? Do you embrace the truth? Or do you get mad and cancel them out of your life instead of realizing that this truth might literally be saving your life, even if it hurts? And it usually does. So how do we receive correction? Yes, we must speak the truth in love, but whether it comes sweet or sour, do we receive the correction of the truth? We cannot continue to be saints who can quote the truth of the word, but will not receive or accept, even more importantly, the change according to the word. Oh, we're talking this morning about to be willing. Caring is sharing. Christians addressing respectfully issues needing grace. Our 3H principle of being a willing vessel, moving from your head, your thinking, to your heart, your compassion center. Don't stop there with the feelings. What are you doing about it? With your hands, receiving compassion to accompany action, going from the Holy of Holies, getting that instruction from God. Are you working it in the out there in the world with others to make sure they see the Christ in you? To be a willing vessel, caring is sharing. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, to be a willing vessel. Praise the Lord. I will call you back after I pray and have the announcement so that you can give us the benediction. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you for this time together, Lord. We thank you for using us, God, and help us to all be obedient to what you have called us to do. Thank you for your daughter, Dr. Vanessa, who so beautifully brought us the history moment for Black Women's History Month, Lord, and for how she brought us the last part, I hope it's not the last part of her series, A Willing Vessel. Oh, God, would you just continue to use your daughter? Would you please continue to order her footsteps? God, thank you that whatever she touches, wherever she goes, God, she has you. She does it according to your will, Lord. Father, bless the clubhouse. Bless gathering of the English ministry. Oh, God, take it to higher heights in the name of Jesus. And I know that as she soars, Lord, in it, she won't take credit for it. She'll give you all the praise and all the glory and all the credit, Lord, because it's through you that she's able to do these things. Lord, we lift up Dr. Pecola and her senior billionaires ministry. God, we lift up her family, her grandson. God, there's just so many on our prayer list. Mother Lucille, Lord, Miss Mosley, Miss Margaret, Elder Robert Klein, Jose Given, Pastor and Lady McCarter, Lord. Oh, God, you know all about it. Baby Elsie, Antoinette, Lord. God, just touch in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. And God, there have been so many who have transitioned. Lord, we lift up the Lanny family, the Reed family, Lenore's family, Jimmy's family, Doug, Grace's family, God, and so many others. Comfort where comfort is needed. Lord, we just thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning, each and every friend, that you order our footsteps today and put the hedge of protection around us. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, right after this call, going on in about a minute, is the morning motivational call, 667 770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for Pastor Vanessa, for the time in worship this morning, for blessing us. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the call this morning. And thank you, family members and guests, for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on tomorrow. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know, I love me some you. Dr. Vanessa, please come and give us the benediction.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we just are so grateful on this thankful Thursday for another opportunity to magnify and praise your name. We are your willing vessels, each and every one of us. We speak and decree over our lives that we say a yes, Lord, have your way, and we will walk out according to your will. We thank you, Father, that this word will saturate into the hearts and spirits of these, your people, that we will accept our instructions from the throne room of God. God will bathe them in prayer and have the compassion that comes only from you. And then we'll be about kingdom building. So as we prepare to leave this call, but never your presence, continue to stir up the gifts of God in each and every one of us. Make clear your plan, your will, so that we'll do it your way. And with everything we do and say, we'll keep our part of the covenant, God, to give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor. And we want to always make sure we praise your name. In the matchless, majestic name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hopefully I'll hear quite a few of you all on the morning motivational call in just a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.